This is the America Report with David Ehud, editor of the Allgemeiner.
Good afternoon, David. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What are the big news stories coming out of American jury, let's put it that way. What has the reaction been to the Trump-Putin summit?
Well, that's definitely the huge news on this side of the Atlantic. There's a lot of consternation over how that was handled. People really jumping up and down, and some of the criticism certainly legitimate. Having said that, it does seem that there was a very, very valuable and important development, certainly for Israel and Jewish concerns, that seems to have been overlooked by a lot of people. And that is that Putin and Trump both reiterated their support for the Israeli position, that Iranians should not be allowed to develop a forward base at Israel's border in the Golan, right on the front lines. Obviously, this has been one of Israel's greatest concerns over the last little while. So it's quite incredible, actually, that both Putin and Trump reiterated their position on this. Now, obviously, Putin, there's going to need to be a lot of follow-up to make sure that Putin kind of sticks to what he's saying and if he can be trusted on that position. But having said that, just the fact that they're coming out together and stating in unison that Israel's security is important to both countries, I think is quite a significant development that's been largely overlooked amid the hubbub that is surrounding, you know, the president's other remarks at that press conference.
How are Trump's ratings in the United States at the moment?
The truth is that nobody has any idea. There are a lot of people that claim that they have an idea. There's this poll or that poll, the other poll. But those were the same polls that, got it completely wrong in terms of
Hillary,
who was worse to win the election.
Right.
So, you know, the truth is that there's no real trustworthy information that I've seen in terms of where he's holding. You know, people when polls are taken, you know, people aren't necessarily, even if they're going to quietly vote for Trump, they're not necessarily going to tell a pollster that they'll vote for Trump. So it's hard to get an accurate read. I would venture that his standing has improved since the last election. Obviously, it ebbs and flows with the controversy of the week. But I think his position is better off for two reasons. The first is that, you know, the one of the main lines of attack that his opponents had against him in the lead up to the election was that effectively he couldn't be trusted with the nuclear codes and he was irrational and would end up blowing up the world. Now, we're all still standing 2 years later, so it's going to be hard for that line of attack to have traction a second time around. And the second thing is that, you know, which unusually for a politician, it seems that he's worked quite hard at trying to implement some of the policies that he advocated and the promises that he made. And, you know, what he said is what he does. Well, I think that's only going to increase his support among the public in general, as the trust in his him doing what he says he's going to do will have grown. On top of that, obviously the economic climate is looking very rosy. Unemployment is down, and obviously there was a tax bill that was passed. I'm sure you've heard the very famous "It's the economy, stupid" line that is often used when it comes to understanding what the crux is in terms of how people are going to vote. So yeah, if it's the economy, stupid, then it's Trump again in the next election. Having said that, it's very, very early days. We don't yet know what an opponent looks like. So you've got to wait and see for a lot more to unfold before we get a real sense of what might happen next.
No, it's so interesting because your former president, Barack Obama, was in South Africa yesterday, and he came and he had delivered the Nelson Mandela speech to 9,000 people, I think it was, yesterday. And most of his speech was actually anti-Trump, which is quite strange because one would expect Hillary, who actually ran against Trump, to have this anti-Trump rhetoric. How you know, has there been any news of Barack Obama speaking in South Africa?
The truth is, I haven't seen much of that. That's the truth.
Oh, interesting.
Having said that, you know, it may be the case that you know, it's you know, amid that, there's been so much going on that it may be the case that you know, there's been a limited coverage of that just because of everything else that the country has been dealing with, that the media has been dealing with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's actually quite interesting, and Obama has certainly broken from the precedent of his predecessor, who was very, very careful not to be too critical, you know, of Obama. You know, President Bush didn't want to say too much about Obama. He said, look, let him govern, let him do his thing. I don't want to interfere. You know, Obama hasn't taken that approach. He's also younger. He's much younger than Bush was when he left office. And he sees, I think, that he has a political career ahead of him as well. So, you know, it makes sense that he wants to be more active.
David, thank you very, very much. And it's always a pleasure to speak to you. And we look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Likewise.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye. Okay.